Mic check. We're back. It's working. Mm-hmm. Let's go. And we are back. Welcome back to the Bet Boys. It is the draft, NFL draft episode. Welcome back, Bet Boy Sam.
Welcome back. Since we've been back, we've been on, what, like a little three-week hiatus of actual, like, weekly podcast. We forgot how to do everything.
Nothing works. Computer doesn't work.
Nothing works.
Computer. I think you got to talk into your microphone. You sound far away.
I know, but I'm close to it. I could hear, like, kind of like an echo-ish. So we're back to...
We're back. We're terrible.
Sound like, yeah, I kind of do. I'm close. I'm as close as I can get. I mean, I'm making love to this microphone. I do feel like I have like an echo in my headset. Maybe I'll just keep talking and you can just spin some dials there. Like,
what do we got to do? What do we
got? DJ Khaled over there. I don't know. That's better. Better.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. NFL draft.
Let me ask you though, because I know you're definitely excited, but I'm excited as well, and this is for other people to think about. Like, this is the NFL draft weekend. I get more excited to watch that over like actual games.
I told my wife the same thing last night.
I love the draft, and my favorite part is they recently changed it because I believe Friday used to be just the second round.
Yeah. The second round doesn't need its own thing. Like, two
no,
and three.
No, but
together.
I remember on... Now it's the last three rounds or whatever, but I know it used to be Sunday, just all day, picks yep. up firing off. That was my favorite part because, you know, last night it was an hour and a half in, there were like 12 picks in, and like...
And you already know, well, you think you know what the first, you know, 10 are for the most part.
Yeah.
And then it's too late on the East Coast to stay up and watch it all. But I love the NFL draft. Just, I think
I
it's
love it
because
too.
I like... college football more than I like the NFL.
Yeah, and I kind of like the strategic aspect
Same.
Behind it.
Same.
Even though, like, I'm not a strategy guy. Like,
we're not,
I
mean, GMs.
We have no influence in whatever. I mean, I couldn't tell you how many fucking mock drafts I did on my phone for no reason.
That's funny. I don't do any of the mock drafts.
Yeah, they're just fun to waste some time. I mean,
yep.
It's funny when I see people on there doing mock drafts and they post them on Twitter and they're making trades. Like, bud, you ain't making a trade enough.
I respect the guy making a good trade in a mock draft.
Yeah, like I saw like people making like this is it. This is the draft the Lions should do. And the guy made 16 trades, got 4 first round picks, like traded away all of 2027. I'm like, yeah, that's what they're going to do.
Let's get into it from last night. Obviously, Caleb Williams goes 1. It's interesting because we're just officially getting old, right? Like,
yeah, they're in the 2000s now.
And
the millennials or whatever.
The Gen X or Gen Z, whatever it is. I don't know. I think Caleb Williams is a good quarterback. I don't know if he's the future of the NFL, but him dancing on stage and painting his nails and all this other stuff that has other people pissed off, I don't know if it matters. And that just might be me getting old.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's just how they are these days.
Yeah,
like you know what? Also, like I just didn't understand is like when you go to the draft, why can't you just wear a suit? Why can't you just wear a suit?
He had a suit on.
A regular suit.
Oh, okay. He's got to wear the old man suit.
But that's old
right.
man yelling at cloud.
You're right.
Like,
you're
people
exactly
are in there
right.
with fashion glasses and, like, a suit with jewels on it and wear... Just wear a fucking suit. Like,
yep.
I don't know.
Yep.
That would just be me and my ass. My... Whatever.
Jaden Daniels goes 2. Drake May goes 3. Obviously.
What's your opinion on Drake May? Because I think he's just a Mitch Trubisky 2.0.
So, my problem with Drake May is... I find it hard to believe you can be a 500 quarterback in the ACC.
And win games in the NFL.
And win games in the NFL.
Yeah. Like the difference between him and, we'll call it Jaden Daniels, because everyone says, you know, Williams is this all-world talent, and he is good. But, like, Jaden Daniels was lighting up SEC defenses.
Yep.
Like, you can't go 500 in the ACC and, you know, light up the Citadel, but then struggle against North Carolina State.
Right, Clemson and Pitt, and then you go play in the NFL. I don't know. He's one of those guys, though. I mean, it's him and Caleb Williams, who we've been talking about being these number one picks for the last 3 years. So it's not surprising to me. It's just, I don't know.
I think he's going to... Well, Caleb Williams couldn't have fell into a better situation.
It's honest to God.
Jaden Daniels, definitely there's some talent there. Drake May, do I think he's going to struggle? Yes, but it may be even worse because there is nothing there in New England.
You can't name a wide receiver for the Patriots.
Kendrick Bourne, is he still there? I don't know.
Is N'Keal Harry still a wideout
for
them?
I have no idea. I could have. I don't even know if you're right or I'm right.
Right.
But I don't know.
Yep. So I don't. I just don't know with him.
One of my head scratching picks. Now this is just.
Don't move too far down. Don't move too far down.
No. We have Marvin Harrison, who we kind of knew there. So the next pick.
The video of him, he's a monster.
He is a monster. I respect the pick. I like taking linemen. I mean, this guy's probably going to be in a gold jacket one day.
Yep.
But it's also was just confusing to me because, you know, you kind of do have an all-world talent there at quarterback.
Yep.
They gave away Keenan Allen. They let go of Mike Williams. I just don't know how you pass up on Neighbors there. Like,
yeah.
They have nothing at receiver. Nothing. There's nothing left for them to pick up in free agency. There's kind of nobody left in the draft who's going to... I feel like there was a Justin Jefferson sitting there for them. Like I said, respect the pick. I mean, you're never going to... It's almost like you can't pass up on that tackle, but to just not give Justin Herbert... another legit number one receiver is,
yeah,
I don't know, which is kind of confusing to me, but then again, like I said, it's probably a great pick.
Yep. And then Malik Neighbors, you think he's that good?
I mean, he's a big physical presence. He's a deep threat. He's a great route runner. He's, I think he's a lot better than the other guy, Thomas Jr. And some people had him higher than Marvin Harrison. I just think he's a really good receiver. Watched him play all the time, made all the big plays.
Okay. I don't know too much about J.C. Latham.
I'm just going to assume he's just a good lineman from Bama. Whatever.
Yep. Good for him.
And then, then the disaster. I don't know.
I don't watch a ton of ESPN, and I got on today, and the talking heads on ESPN were, you know how they play back and forth,
yep,
too, but like, some of them were really trying to spin this as like a positive with...
I don't understand it.
We got it. I mean, we didn't say it yet, but obviously it's Michael Penix, number 8 to the Falcons. And I want to get out ahead of it. I love Michael Penix.
I do, too.
I think he's one of the... The Brock Hazlett draft of the world, I've got, obviously, Caleb Williams. Everybody says he's good. I think he's as good as they say he is. Jaden Daniels, I'm like iffy on... Drake May, I'd pass on, but I really liked Penix, and I really like Bo Nix. And the fact that both of them went in the top 15 is fucking crazy to me. I was thinking these guys are steals late in the first round, early in the mm-hmm. second. They're top 15 picks.
This is going to stink for Penix because people, now they're not bashing him, they're bashing the pick, and it's kind of like unfair to him because he is a good talent. He deserves to be somewhere where he can play, and I don't care about people who are like, oh, his injury history, and he's X amount of year old. He's ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's ready to rock.
Same.
Like, I like him being this old because I don't really have to, like, he's has the games, and he's not going to be like a little kid in there. I didn't think he would be a first round pick at all, but I think this may be somewhere where they're just reaching. Then,
but why? Why don't you trade back and take him?
I don't know, but then you could have got him in the second round if you wanted to. But the most head scratching thing was, if you listen to the press conference, I think it was today, the GM and the head coach were like, "Well, like, he's just not going to play for 4 years."
Yeah, he's going to be 29 years old.
But then what did you draft them for?
Yeah.
I mean, you have Kirk Cousins on a 4-year deal.
Yeah, and I was like, the talking heads today were like, well, you know, next year's draft class isn't going to be as strong, and you don't know when you get to draft that quarterback early because they think they're going to be good. Well, if you think you're going to be good, you got to go now.
Yeah.
Like, 4 years down the road
isn't
promised.
That's why you got Kirk Cousins. Get him a weapon.
And if he's worth half a shit, which we both think he's going to be, in 4 years, his rookie deal's done.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to pay him $200 million if he's half decent. It makes zero sense. And I love the way the rookie deals are structured now. Gives the cap space to pay the veterans who are really good players. You know, you don't have these holdouts on draft night anymore. But to take him at 8 when you could have traded back to 15, and if they don't take him at 8, I think McCarthy still goes where he does, but Nix doesn't. Nix falls back too, because once you get through that first run, obviously the Raiders are sitting there. But I don't see how you can't move back and land one of these guys or live to see next year or the year after with Kirk Cousins with a 4-year, $100 million guaranteed deal.
I don't know the name of the GM's his name, but somebody tweeted out today, his past drafting history has been actually brutal when you look at the names he passed up.
Okay.
So, like, for instance, a couple years ago, he took, Kyle Pitts at 4 and passed up on, just use one name, like Micah Parsons. There was other amazing players in there. He took Drake London at whatever and passed up on, there's other big time receivers that are doing way better than him.
Yep.
And then he took Bijan Robinson.
The USC crowd is going to be after you on that.
He took Robinson. Okay, great running back, but there's other players that are making a way more severe difference than he is. So now you went quarterback when you just paid Kirk Cousins X amount of money.
Crazy.
Like, what are you doing? I don't know if it's people just trying to be too cute, but I feel like if I was able to draft for some team, I'd just do it. I'd be amazing. I don't know why this is so hard.
I think especially if you have a good quarterback, you just take the best players. For the most part, like you just take the best players.
The best player, I'm not really a fan of best player available. Agreed. I'm more of a fan of I need a need.
Agreed.
Like I want to fill a need.
Agreed.
I don't know what the Falcons' need is. I know a lot of people were saying they should have took Dallas Turner. Okay, great. We'll take him. That helps your team. Michael Penix does no help for you next year.
Or move back.
Yeah.
Just move back.
I'm a big fan of moving back.
Same.
I
would
love
move
it.
Back all day and just keep accumulating picks, because then 3 years from now, we just see what's his nuts who went to the Steelers quarterback.
Justin Fields.
Justin Fields got traded for a cup of coffee in a seventh round pick or whatever it was. He was a number one pick 3 years ago. If you get enough fifth, sixth, seventh round picks, you can trade those for top 10 picks in 3 years.
Now, the only thing is, okay, in X amount of years from now, I hope it does, because I love Michael Penix.
Same.
I hope maybe it pans out, and I hope he turns into a great quarterback, but like I said, I don't see Kirk Cousins going anywhere in 4 years.
I agree.
I don't know. This is a head-scratcher. Whatever, let's move on. Bears took a wideout. Great pick. They paired Odunze with Caleb Williams, and then we got to JJ McCarthy. What is
bust?
Same
bust, but he has the best wideout in the NFL.
I think
in
he
Hawkinson.
Is a duplicate of Mac Jones.
I just don't. It's gonna be. He has the best setup. That he's got Addison, who is a Pitt product. All the USC fans out there, he's got Jefferson. And he's got Hawkinson. He's got three of the best ball catchers in the NFL. I think, for the most part, if you just throw it up, he'll be okay.
Aaron Jones at running back. But my thing is, like, we both watch way more college football than we watch NFL. I'm not considering me or you a college football expert at any point. But all I'm saying is, watch a lot of college football. Watched a lot of Michigan. I know they were very good. They won the national title. They were blowing out teams. But I really can't say that at any moment I watched J.J. McCarthy and I was like, whoa, he looks like a first-round talent.
Top 10.
Even worse.
Agreed.
Is he a good quarterback? Sure. Did he win the national title? Sure. Did he win the national title? No. Individually. Like, he didn't individually lead them, but at no point of the year did I watch him, or do I think of him as a first round talent? And didn't they trade
they
something?
They bumped one spot up.
Okay, so they had to give away a pick. Like,
they
gave
away, I think, two picks.
Once again. And they basically just did that to make Justin Jefferson happy.
If I were the Vikings, and again, things, of course, could be different, I would have been all over Penix. Just a guy who slings the rock.
Mm.
And with those wideouts, just let it put a guy back there
who
just
offensive line.
Slings it.
I don't know.
Head scratcher to me.
Knicks went to the Broncos.
Just too early. I like Knicks.
Yeah, he's was another guy that you could have gotten second round.
I agree, but
I think
everyone
the panic
was
button was that, yeah, because there was that run on quarterbacks, is he going to be there in the second round? Because if they don't... Now, here's another thing. Is he going to play right away? I don't know. I know they have Stidham.
Right.
Which, I mean, you got... There's currently three backups and double backups. There's three guys that should be holding the clipboard right now for Denver. Are you going to start Knicks right away? I don't know.
It's interesting because we've seen it in college football where the players are now older because of NIL, because of transfer portal, because of COVID years. This is going to be one of those first times that we see those older players.
Yeah. Is the older going to be better now?
Is it going to be better?
Is it going to be better? They're more experienced. I mean, Bo Nix. Did he win a national title? No. But he's played a lot of fucking football, and he's played a lot of high-level football.
Yes,
so,
I agree.
That's actually a great point that you made.
And you know what else is funny? Nobody cries on draft night anymore.
No.
Nope, they're all rich.
Yeah.
They've already been paid.
Exactly.
They've already got their NIL money.
Let's keep going. Bowers to the Raiders. I actually texted you.
Best pick of the draft.
Mainly because they got a tight end last year, but then again, I thought of it. Well, like, if I'm the Raiders and if I'm any team and he's there,
agreed.
I don't know how you pass up on him.
Agreed.
Especially if you've watched this man, I've watched this man play football and just throw guys around.
He's awesome.
Untackable. Tackleable, if that's even a word.
I think that he's the best pick in the draft. Like, obviously, Marvin Harrison really sticks out to me.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that Bowers dropped all the way down to 13.
He should have been a top 10 pick.
He doesn't have anybody throw him the ball.
I was surprised. I felt like he would have been a good pick for the Jets, but then again, Aaron Rodgers really needs a lineman.
Yep.
The Saints got a lineman. The Colts went with the edge from UCLA, which I don't know how you don't take Dallas Turner. I thought he was better, but whatever.
I texted you last night. It's funny because like we worked through all the quarterbacks and a couple of those wideouts who obviously everyone's real familiar with, but they don't show you when you're watching college football, like, oh, here's just this one defensive player running around like a fucking animal. They're freaks.
Yeah.
The linebackers and defensive ends are absolute freaks.
I was watching clips on Dallas Turner when he got drafted. He was running down wideouts like across the field.
Freak.
Yeah. Then there was a run on offensive linemen.
Yep.
And then surprisingly that this Mitchell kid from Toledo went all the way down, that fell to 22. I know they said he was the best corner in the draft, fell all the way to the Eagles. I thought a very questionable pick by the Dolphins at 21, getting Chop Robinson.
I
felt like they needed a lineman.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know much. I don't watch any Penn State football. Can't stand them.
Yeah.
Can't stand them.
Then some more linemen came up. Dallas traded. The Lions snuck in there and got another cornerback. And then probably the second biggest head-scratching moment of the draft happened when the Bills trade with the Chiefs, and the Chiefs just swoop in and take a receiver, which is exactly what the Bills need. The rich get richer. They just get more speed for Patrick Mahomes. But this guy's... I'm already saying it now. Congrats to the Chiefs. You're going to win the Super Bowl again next year. Okay? This little rookie, who is faster than Tyreek Hill, apparently, he's going to go for 7 catches for 120 yards and 2 touchdowns in the Super Bowl. So congratulations to the Chiefs. I'm already calling it now. What an idiotic fucking move out of Buffalo. I don't know if they're trying to run Josh Allen out of town here, but it sure as hell seems like it.
I don't know if he's the best receiver.
He's not, but he fits. Andy Reid was going to
plug him in Kansas City, and now you have another burner. It makes all the sense in the world.
He's just a magician when it comes to creativity on offense.
Yeah.
He's going to be taking He's going to be in motion. I don't know if you remember, like, when Andy Reid used to put Tyreek Hill in motion, and anytime they needed, like, fourth and one or a yard or something, they'd put him in motion. The slot or the nickel, whoever's covering him, can't keep up with him.
Yep.
By the time he gets to the end of the line, they snap the ball, and he's wide open.
Yep. And just, like, I don't know if he's the number one guy in Buffalo, right? I don't know. But when you talk about just like, oh, well, here's the fastest guy in the draft who's a good receiver. I don't know if he's great, but a good receiver. We'll just send him to Kansas City. They're going to be unstoppable.
Yeah, they don't. They should just go get track stars because they don't need to run routes or whatever. It's all about Andy Reid putting you in the right spot.
Yep.
And then not to mention, everyone's already, you know, worried about Travis Kelce.
Yep.
Your boy.
No, not my boy.
Yes, he is.
Not my boy.
Yes,
can't
he is.
Stand up.
I can't believe he went first round. I actually, this morning, because I wasn't able to stay up for the whole draft, I had to like double check that. I was like, wait a minute. This guy went in the first round to the Niners?
I don't know what.
Ricky Pearsall, I'm going to get you a jersey, and I'm going to get you some leggings and cut them off at the thighs.
He's going to have to wear his pants lower. Anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, Ricky Purcell out of Florida got drafted 31st overall by the San Francisco 49ers. He wears his pants.
He wears compression shorts with just small thigh pads, and that's it. They don't go farther than his quad.
He has to pull them down in the NFL, or he's going to get fined every single week.
Good.
I hope they run him out of the league.
Maybe that's like he can't run. He's not going to be able to run without his pants down there.
Yo, it's so infuriating. When I saw that this morning, I was like, well, this is great. Mm-hmm. This is exactly what we need. I don't know. Maybe he's that good. He doesn't do it for me. Also, I would just never draft a guy who has pants that high. That's a me guy.
Once again, watched Florida a bunch of times. Just never really stuck out to me.
He was a good college football player.
Yeah. But the draft is starting right now, so hopefully, I did hear today that a lot of people were trying to trade up for that first pick of the draft today in the second round.
Who are they after? We're about to find out. The Bills are on the clock.
The Bills are on the clock. I do not know who they want to go after, but if the Bills trade, I mean, at this point, you might as well just trade back. I'm not sure receiver wise what is left.
I'm sure there's some decent wideouts in there. Here, wait, let's see who's some of the top prospects.
Keon Coleman from Florida State. Rome Wilson from Michigan.
Oh my god, this is a no-brainer.
Who?
Also, the fact that you're taking Ricky Purcell over Ladd McConkey, out of your fucking mind. McConkey is awesome. Troy Franklin from Oregon.
The other kid
awesome.
From Texas. Is it A.D. Mitchell or something? I'm not sure.
Roman Wilson, I think, is a good player out of Michigan. Who else stands out to me? Keon Coleman, who you mentioned.
There's a couple good centers in
Polk. Yeah, the kid from Oregon.
Jackson Powers Johnson or whatever, and then the Frazier from West Virginia. No running backs, which I don't think any of them deserve. Honestly, I don't even know if anybody should be drafting them in the second round either. There's not really that legit guy. Hoping my Cowboys get a. I'd like them to get a third round. Davis from Kentucky.
Ray Davis from Kentucky is awesome.
He's who I want.
My favorite running back probably in the draft. I've got two. I like Bucky Irving from Oregon, and
he's not like he's just too small.
Yeah, and I like Trey Benson.
Trey Benson from Florida State. He's another guy. Jonathan Brooks, they say, is like the number one, but isn't he coming off an ACL injury? I don't know.
Who quarterback's still on the board? We've got. Tell me if you take him or not. Spencer Rattler
in the second round.
Let's say third round.
Just
will you take him for your team? Say you get him at a decent price. Spencer Rattler, yes or no? Yes or no?
No.
Rattler. John Reed Plumley.
Nope.
Jordan Travis.
Nope.
I know that leg injury. You know what's crazy is he would be in that first round too.
Probably.
Michael Pratt out of Tulane.
Nope.
Devin Leary out of Kentucky.
Nope.
Joe Milton.
Nope.
Sam Hartman.
I originally, if you asked me this question last year, I say it, I would, but I don't know. He just didn't do it for me this year at Notre Dame, so he's a no.
Same. You don't know the kid from Samford. Keaton Slovis out of BYU.
No.
Definitely no. Darius Richard out of North Carolina Central. Ben Bryant out of North
Carolina. Put it this way. I ain't taking him. There's no quarterbacks I'm wasting.
How about this one? How about I don't say his name because it doesn't matter? Western Kentucky.
Nope.
Western Kentucky?
Reed.
Austin Reed.
No. And I would say the only kid I would take is Spencer Rattler, but I would only take him like...
How about Ty Tagovailoa?
From Maryland?
Yeah.
I thought he was going back to the...
Nope.
No.
Sixth round.
Nope.
Seventh round.
The only way I would take a quarterback is if all of my positions of needs are filled,
right,
and then I'm just taking a lottery ticket on one of them. I'm not going to draft Spencer Rattler and say, hey, like... He can be my future. No.
No.
But you're going to go into the practice squad and pretend to be Lamar Jackson next week. That's what you're like. I can't do it. I don't know. I feel like it's a bad... After Williams, like I said, we're both fans of Penix. Knicks, I'm not a fan of Drake May, and obviously I'll go with Daniel. So those four or five guys, I just feel like there's such a far drop-off.
Same.
It's...
You know what's crazy was I was watching a video today, and they say this shit every year, and that's why these guys get drafted as high as they do. But they're saying that next year will be a slump on quarterbacks.
Oh, yeah.
The fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. Okay.
I'm taking Carson Beck over all these guys. Yeah. I'm taking the kid from Texas.
Ewers.
Quinn Ewers has been the number one pick since he was 15 years old.
I don't mind Dylan Gabriel either. I don't care how long he's been in the league.
Dylan Gabriel.
Or the league. College football. He's another old guy. He's a Penix.
Taking him. Taking the kid from Alabama.
Milroe?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish that we had a list here of draft-eligible guys next year, but to say that it's bad...
Yeah, you're out of your mind.
Fuck. I just forgot what I was going to say.
Who did your Cowboys take last night?
They traded back. They picked up a lineman from Oklahoma. Don't really care, but they gained an extra third-round pick.
Did you see Parsons and C.J. Stroud talking
shit? I'm a huge Micah Parsons fan, but he does his in-season podcast, and this is like his second or third year of doing this draft thing. I hate it. I can't stand it.
Yeah, and I am a big C.J. Stroud fan. So, anything else on the draft?
If you saw any pictures of the draft, there was a shit ton of people there. 275,000.
So I was watching a TikTok.
About to start right now.
I was watching a TikTok today of like people. They said that they were at capacity and started like breaking down the fences to get in.
Yeah.
But 2 hours before, there's 150,000 people there.
Yeah.
I also saw another tweet of a guy who said, "If you ever want to go to the draft, don't."
Oh, you're just in a crowd of hundreds of thousands of people. Well, tens of thousands.
Watching nothing.
Yeah.
And paying $16 for a beer. I'll pass.
That's like, I'm sure it's a cool experience, but nothing really beats being on your couch. there's not many sporting events that I'd rather be to over my couch. When it comes to a concert, that's different, but like, just being with all those people, I'd rather watch it on TV. I want to hear the announcers. I don't want to pay the price of a beer. That's the price of a case of beer. I just want to be home.
Yep. Yep.
But it does look very cool. The draft is about to start now. So as we continue, if there's any trades or anything, we'll just keep it in mind here, like a little live thing going on.
Best pick. What's your favorite pick of last night? What's the worst pick of last night?
Let me see here quickly. I don't want to be the worst pick of the draft was Penix,
yep,
because I just feel bad for him.
Agreed.
I'm going to say, because I just don't think he's a good player, the worst pick of the draft was Drake May. My worst pick, because I thought after Daniels gets drafted, Those are the only two quarterbacks I want. Williams, Daniels, I trade out. You could have got a ransom. Could have got a ransom. I just don't think he... I don't think Drake May is... He's the guy.
Okay. Who's your best pick? Who's your favorite pick?
My favorite pick is... I'm going to go with Xavier Worthy to the Chiefs, just because it's going to be fun to watch him just run by everybody.
Okay. My favorite pick, or best pick, I think, is Brock Bowers at number 13.
Well, I knew you were going to take that.
Like, so I think that that's just a steal. I've talked about it enough. Worst pick is Ricky Purcell. Easily.
I would love to understand... I'm sure they probably announced it today because all the first round picks went to their teams. But like, why him? Because I'm pretty sure
you got Ladd McConkey out there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure like people had like a second or third round grade on him. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get that one, especially with Ladd still sitting there. All right, that's enough draft talk. Any other draft talk you want to do?
No.
All right.
Do you got a random thought this week?
I do.
All right. Before you give your random thought, is it going to be a rant? Is it?
No. It's just like
mine's going to be quick.
Okay, go.
So
for it.
I'll go for mine. So, just came about probably 10 minutes before I got here.
Okay.
So it's a random thought for me, but it's a question for you. And once I ask this, anybody who's listening, you're going to think about it too, and maybe you'll continue doing it. Ready? Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Not unless they're dirty.
Just in general, when you so what is it like? Like I work all day, I'm out on my feet. Like, does that consider them dirty? Like, what is dirty?
Like I was at the beach and there's sand between my toes, and I'm washing.
So
my
that's
feet.
Once in a blue moon.
Yeah, or if like I realize, or if like I'm like, ah man, my feet kind of stink, then I'll give them a wash. But like every day, nope.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I thought, and I've turned into a shower. Feet washer guy.
Do you have a foot fetish?
No, not at all. I actually not a fan of toe. Like I'm not into that. But no. I'm gonna start washing my feet, seeing if it eliminates smell or odor, and maybe I'll just report back on it. But I just thought about that. Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Do you know something that I've come across with my feet lately that makes me feel like I'm old? The back
a lot of hair?
No, the back of my feet are really dry and starting to like kind of crack. Like around like the heel of your foot.
Yeah, no, I used to
like you ever that. Look at your grandpa's feet and you're like, ugh.
Isn't that like callus?
No, it's just like it's old.
See now, I don't have that. I mean,
like it's just like my feet are like, see how they're just like dry and a little cracking.
It's callus.
It's not callus. That's not callus.
It's hard.
No, yeah, because I probably gotta put lotion on them, but they're just drying because of crack.
Callus.
Like dried skin. That's not a callus.
You're just getting old.
I know. It's gross. I hate it.
You know what you have to do too, which is fucking driving me nuts? You got to trim up that mustache because it's over your mouth and driving me nuts. I just want to take a pair of scissors and trim it for you.
Tell me about it.
You look like a walrus. It looks like two, their tusks coming down.
I know.
Okay, anyways.
It's gross.
Go with yours.
I was going to shave today and then...
Just don't shave. Just take a pair of scissors and clean it up.
No, I got to clean up my face. I got to shave. I got a fucking kid's birthday party tomorrow. Okay. My random thought of the week. But T-ballers? Have you ever... You're a baseball coach. Have you ever coached T-ball?
Yep. I do a camp with... So, yeah.
Okay.
I've done a camp and I've done it. Yeah, it's not fun.
But camp, right? You've got parents that are like paying.
Yeah.
They're paying good money. Yeah. Jimmy and Johnny really want to be there.
Yeah.
Like you're getting the cream of the crop T-ballers.
Not necessarily, no.
Not all of them, but some of them care. Bud, I had two kids chasing each other around with fucking sticks the other day.
Yeah, it's... You're babysitting, making sure that nobody kills each other.
I couldn't believe the other day. I'm there. The assistant isn't able to come.
assists. Don't you have six kids?
Nine. I'm up to nine kids.
You're fielding a squad now.
Yo, you should see this T-ball practice that I run. And trust me, I'm not some fucking T-ball dad. I'm very self-aware of what's going on there. But we're practice about 35 minutes, and then we play 5 minutes of games at the end, either duck, duck, goose, or red light, green light.
See, that's fun. And as a parent who's like, would be taking my kid there, like, that's what I want.
Yes.
And I don't want to cut you off, but quickly, like, I've been to a T-ball practice and watched, and like, when you're like trying to, like, you should be teaching them barely any of the fundamentals. It's you hit the ball off the bat, you run this way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, during the game, they're going to be picking grass and not paying attention. But I've been to where a coach is like running a military practice.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, but this is ridiculous.
You should see how many times we have to play the game of what base is that? But two things. The other day, the assistant coach couldn't come. You would think one of the dads who are standing around the field would come out and help.
Step up to the table?
Nope. Not a single dad even wants to fucking shag balls.
Yeah. You're not going to get that because they don't want to get sucked into it and then know that, oh, you're going to be like, hey, Mr. Smith, can you help today?
Can you pick up some fucking ground balls for me? Two, I asked a kid the other day. I was like, Jimmy, what do you do when he hits the ball, right? He hits the ball, you're going to go pick it up, and where do you throw? He responded to me, I like to kick dirt. Kick dirt. And I said, good talk.
You're right, Jimmy. Kick that dirt.
Yeah, I'll just fuck me, right? the pick is in on...
The Bills.
All right, that's my random thought. I love kids, but it's just like, Jesus Christ. Oh, you know what else? You know what else pisses me off?
What?
I don't know.
Let's hear it. No, let's hear it. Yep, let's hear it. Let's hear it. I want some... Listen, we've been off for a little bit here. I want some frustration. I want some anger. Just don't yell at me like it's my fault. But what's been pissing you off?
What's been pissing me off is just the people who run the T-ball. You know what? They deserve all the credit in the world because... they are volunteering their time and just trying to give back to the community and to these kids. But the fact that they would send out text messages where it just feels like they're stealing money from people.
Oh, they absolutely are.
We paid $30 for the t-shirts, right? And the crazy part is I'm in the t-shirt and sports business.
Yeah.
You're not pulling the wool over Brock's eyes.
I'm kind of in that. I'm not much in the sports, but I'm also in the clothing. Like, I know how much those shirts cost. To pay $30, they're making a lot of money off that $30.
Okay. And then they have some local business around them, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure that they're paid for, right?
In order to get their name on there. Yeah. They're not just being like, hey, Larry's Fencing Company, do you mind if we put your free advertisement
Correct. So I know that those are paid for. So we pay, right? And then we just pay more on top of it. And then they send, all right, well, here's this fundraising thing. Well, the fundraising thing isn't run well. It's just essentially a fucking lottery that we have to prepay for. And then whenever people buy these lottery tickets, they get them back off of us, right? So there's more money.
Yep.
And then... the fact that they have the audacity for the opening day, they send around to all of the managers, which you can fucking call me the main skip.
Skipper!
Skip. They send around to the managers, please call local businesses and see if they'll donate a basket or collect money off your team to make a basket. What are we talking about? You've taken enough from me. You've taken enough. Am I going to call Jimmy John's Donuts down the street?
Now you're working. You deserve a salary.
It's too much.
An hourly wage? Can you call? No. I would just text them back and be like, no. I'm already doing enough volunteering my own time. Listen, I love the kids, but this is a hassle for me
to
do every...
And you wonder why people don't want to sign up. Yeah. And then, where's it all going? Where is it? Because the Jimmy's T-ball field out there, the grass is up to my knees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So,
we're trying to play a game whenever, and we got one baseball.
I had to go buy them. I had to go buy the baseballs, too.
Yeah. Did they pay you back?
No.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like, they took, Keon Coleman, the Bills did. Nice. That's a good pick. But that's just crazy to me. The fact that it's like more and more and more. Yeah, it's like, well, you wonder why people don't want to sign up for shit. You have the T-ball. You go earn the money.
You know where they always hit you with? Well, umpires cost $50 a game. Okay. Well, I just paid $100 for a T-shirt that you already got paid for.
Not at T-ball, they're not.
Oh, I know.
So it just doesn't make any sense.
Is there a registration fee?
Yeah.
What?
I don't know, $30-$40.
Oh, so you paid that and then a fee for the shirts.
And a fee for the shirts.
So you're all about $100.
I'm about $100 in. I had to buy my own baseballs too. I did laugh. The assistant coach who's been bringing the baseballs, because I just like refused to go buy them. He's like, yeah, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods. He must have misspoken, because this can't be true. He's like, yeah, I went to Dick's Sporting Goods and I bought a bucket of balls. Like, I might not be here on Wednesday, but you got to be careful going to Dick's. And I'm like, I know how much baseballs cost. I know how much they'll cost at Dick's. Whatever. I can get cheap baseballs if I need them. He's like, yeah, bought this bucket of balls from Dick's. They cost me $250.
Yeah, he definitely had a
misspoken. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure they actually come in a bucket, so you get the bucket, and you're not getting more than two dozen baseballs of T-balls. So, yeah, yes, he's lying. He
had
to misspoke.
He had to have, because I bought them from Walmart the other day, because I was running late to practice. He wasn't going to be there. I'm speeding around. Get them from Walmart. They're $2.95.
Yeah.
So I was like, you had to have misspoke or you got fleeced I've never seen a fleece.
You got the old back door there. No, that's ridiculous.
That's my life in a nutshell. And I've been on paternity leave for the last 2 weeks.
How many? We got two more weeks left. Have you done anything fun with it?
No, I have baby fever in the worst way. I just sit there and hold her and look at her and kiss her, move her around.
Do you get out of the house at all?
We've been going for like a couple little walks and stuff like that. I walked to the grocery store yesterday, so that was good. But my wife went away 2 weeks ago to a bachelorette party, so I had both kids here all weekend. Then last weekend...
No, that was last weekend.
No, that was 2 weekends ago was the bachelorette party. Last weekend, she did dinner one night and something else the other night.
Oh, so she's really huffing you down.
She's fucking milking it.
Oh, yeah.
Like you wouldn't believe. Today, I had enough. It's like, get the fuck out of the house. Like,
no!
You gotta go. You gotta go and you gotta take the kids with you.
Yeah.
Like, go to Target.
Interesting.
Yeah. So we got that. We have a knock on wood. My son's birthday party is at a trampoline park tomorrow, so guaranteed somebody walks out of there injured.
Oh yeah. We also have the Derby next weekend.
Kentucky Derby party next weekend.
Yeah. I'm always excited for Derby Day every year.
Same.
I don't think I've ever won a penny on the Derby.
Never, dog.
And I always bet like way too much than I should.
Yep.
And I put it on like, correct me if I'm wrong, but every year the Derby, there's only like a legit two or three horses that can actually win the race.
There's actually only one horse that
can win the race. Yeah, and he always wins. Maybe the other one who has a little outside shot. The rest of them stand no chance, and I'm always on one of them. Last year I picked a horse.
Last year was the 80-1 that won.
Yeah, but last year I picked a horse that wasn't even in the screen when they finished. Like,
he was
so
eating grass somewhere in the infield.
He was, they went off the telecast and he was just coming through. So
I've decided this year I'm going to let my kids pick just off names they like, and also just pick random numbers like I'm at a roulette wheel and do some trifectas that way and pray for the best.
Yeah, because
it doesn't matter.
I'm actually probably not going to pick a horse and maybe just do some random trifectas. Because, like, I'm not going to throw a little sum of money on a horse and, like, watch him break a leg and just not even come close. I'd rather have a shot at winning.
I'd rather have 10 lottery tickets in my pocket.
Yeah. Than one loser.
Than a guaranteed loser. But I'm excited. We're having a nice Derby party over here.
Are you going to wear a suit?
I got to go get my outfit, but yes. I'm going to Goodwill. So I'm going to go to Goodwill and just pick out something ridiculous. I think we're getting Chick-fil-A nuggets catered.
Oh, nice.
So that's get like
some sandwiches.
Sandwiches? Christ.
I don't know. I haven't decided. The only thing I would want to wear is one of those... No disrespect to the Amish people, but like one of those Amish looking hats that are kind of like straw, but they're round and hard around, like the like somebody you'd see at a derby, like not a fancy hat, but
yeah,
I want to wear one of those. I don't know where I can get one, but Lancaster.
I'm just gonna go to Goodwill and just
But I just don't want to be uncomfortable in a suit all day.
I don't know that I'm gonna wear a suit. I'm gonna wear whatever's comfortable. What I really want to do is go buy two of the inflatable horse outfits and get wasted and do horse races around my yard where you got to like jump over hurdles and stuff. And it's just
that would be
running
fun.
In the horse things.
Or get the horse like.
Or get a saddle.
Stick. The horse on a stick.
Have you ever seen the girls that do horse on a stick competitions?
Yeah.
We should get a saddle and I'll ride you around the yard.
Yeah. As I'm watching here, I'm just getting real fucking pissed off because.
There's Lad.
Let me tell you something.
There goes Ladd to the Chargers. That's a great pick.
Oh, it's about time the Chargers took a receiver. The NBA playoffs has been not friendly to me one bit. In the beginning, I think the first like 10 of 11 fucking games went under, and I just kept taking overs. I kept taking the points, and the favorites just keep blowing them out, and I just don't follow trends because I'm like, oh, the public is on this. Well, it doesn't matter because the public is still winning. So I have the Pacers minus 6.5. They were up damn near 30 in the second quarter, and it's now like a 10-point game. And, like, you know, at some point the Bucks are going to make a run, and it's just going to remain close the whole time. So I'm kind of waiting for that to happen. And
what's his name? Giannis is out, right?
Yeah, it just
– yeah.
I don't know. Whatever.
Speaking of the NBA – shout out to that one guy on Twitter a couple months ago who was like, you're a fucking idiot. The Timberwolves are awesome. And I was like, well, I'll put in a future bet. And if they win, I'll split it with you. Sure as shit, I got a decent little future on the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, so. They are. One thing that I didn't realize is they're the number one defense in the league. And defense really plays in the playoffs. Oh, I just see Falcons trade up to number 35. The only I would love to see the Timberwolves and Nuggets go at it, but I just think the Nuggets are just unbeatable. I can definitely see them winning.
You know what else is like cool too? Not that I follow super closely, but the Thunder being good is cool.
Yeah,
like
I just
like the different. The NBA playoffs are awesome. I'll probably lock in next week. But I just really enjoy watching the NBA playoffs. They're so fucking good. They're so good. The NBA players are just ridiculously good.
Yeah.
Also, if you act like D'Angelo Russell and are on your phone while you're making $150 million sit on the bench, they should just be able to take your money.
Yeah, I thought... No, I don't, was he actually on his phone?
Yeah, I mean, saw the video.
That's just like... That like would drive me nuts. As
you make
player,
way too much money, right?
If I was one of his players, I'd slap him in the face.
Yeah.
If you want to do it in a regular season, okay, but like, I don't know. It's the playoffs. We're down. I just
it's
be pissed.
It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like you just show up in your fucking Maserati.
How do you
Maserati.
Have your phone on the bench?
I don't know. Was he injured or something?
No,
he wasn't
was
injured.
He had 0 points in 24 minutes. Your starting point guard, like you couldn't run into a foul.
Could I score 1 point in an NBA game?
No, your shot is horrendous looking.
I
just think that
shot.
I just think that they would just take it off you every time.
Could I draw a foul?
In the regular season, yeah, they seem to like they're very lenient with those whistles in the NBA playoffs. I would love to see the comparison to regular season free throw attempts to what they are now because it's bully ball out there.
What would your you get? 3 months of prep, okay? 3 months. You're dialed in. They're paying you league minimum, NFL quarterback. You are the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, what does your stat line look at like at the end of the game?
How many times do I have to throw the ball?
28.
Well, there's going to be a lot of quick releases because I'm going to be very scared of just getting blindsided.
Yep.
I'm going to say I'm going to be able to throw for 15 yards because I'm
with
gonna...
those wideouts.
Yeah.
You got to figure you just turn and throw it to Justin Jefferson a couple times. You'll be all right.
A lot of those balls that are just turned and thrown to aren't going to be very good balls.
Oh, see, I'm a gunslinger, though, so that's why
I'm getting 15 yards off screens.
Okay.
Maybe a shovel pass.
I think I throw for about 175.
You're on crack.
Two touchdowns.
You're on fucking crack.
Now, I think I throw about five picks.
You're also 5'8", okay, with linemen that are 6'7".
I'm moving up in the pocket.
Okay. I'm 175 yards. You better.
You know what they would call me? Sneaky athletic.
I don't know. You are not. You wouldn't complete 10 passes.
You're out of your mind.
No. No. What do you got? Anything else?
No
UFC this weekend. 300 was great.
300 was fucking awesome.
300 was great. 300. I saw some boxing Twitter know-it-all said that the Haney-Garcia fight was better than the Holloway-Gaethje fight.
Yeah, you're out of your fucking mind.
You just didn't watch the Holloway-Gaethje fight.
Yeah, you don't know.
That, first off, Devin Haney, go fuck yourself.
bum.
You looked like a YouTube influencer in that ring. You looked scared. Your
bum.
Eyes were open as if you were standing in front of a car in the middle of the night. Even Ryan Garcia, you didn't look impressive at all. Is boxing down? It's not
a good sport to watch.
Yeah, but
and that was a good fight.
But
it's
that's what I'm
nothing.
Saying.
Nothing.
Like if those are what you're putting your eggs in those baskets for those fighters, it's unwatchable.
And that
fight stunk.
You can watch UFC undercards all night long,
but
love it.
There are matches that. You know, if there's a pay-per-view on, those undercards start at 6. There are matches that are going on at fucking noon in the arena that were better than that fight. That fight stunk
almost every fight.
From the ring of the first bell to the end, it was horrible. Haney stunk. Garcia is just a lunatic, but I don't know, he didn't look that good. This is from a guy who doesn't watch boxing, but if you were just like,
sport
hey,
stinks.
watch this fight to get me hooked, I ain't ever watching again.
Sport stinks. Stinks. They're one-trick ponies. Stinks.
Yeah. You had some good wagers that had a good chance at winning for Haney. I had the under, 10.5.
Haney got knocked down 14 times. They wouldn't stop the fight.
How about
You wonder why these guys' brains are mush. That he gets knocked down 5 times. Let him stand up, and he gets 10 seconds.
How
UFC,
about one of the
bang, bang,
one of the
over.
Judges had it like either a draw or really close? Like that's
yeah.
what I don't understand. Like, but the guy got knocked down 13 times. How
yeah.
is it a fucking draw?
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know. It was a bad fight. Horrible sport. I will never bet on another boxing match for as long as I live.
Same.
And I will never waste an hour of my life watching it on a
Same.
Stream.
Same. I had to refresh that thing 50 times.
Yeah.
Terrible.
It was brutal. It was so bad.
Terrible. That's about it in my life.
Yeah, I got nothing else going on besides baseball, and it'll be over soon. Football season will be approaching. Before we head out, listen. Tomorrow's a very important day. Yes, I know we know it's your son, my godson's birthday party, but after that birthday party, clear your schedules because at noon is the Nebraska spring game.
What kind of gimmick rules do they have around it? This is the opening. This is the first coming of Dylan Raiola.
Oh yeah.
How's he looked in the spring?
But he's got a spring highlight tape. Someone put a spring highlight tape out.
Oh, also timeout. Shout out to the Nebraska accounting.
Oh, national champs, back-to-back.
Yep, back-to-back national champions for the accounting team.
So Matt Rhule is not naming a starter, but from from everything I hear, he'll probably be the starter.
Okay.
Quarterbacks aren't allowed to get hit. Pretty standard stuff.
Okay. Okay.
I did see...
I got a question. How are my Yanks looking?
They're want to have one of the best records in baseball, but they just struggle to score runs. It's very frustrating. They can be very, very, very infuriating to watch because there's so much talent on the team and they just can't get a hit. They played the A's, who, if you follow baseball, they're one of the worst teams in baseball, and just split a four-game series with them. They love wasting amazing pitching performances because, like, for instance, last week, they had a guy go out and throw 9 innings of no runs, and they still lost in extras.
Okay.
It's just bad because they got so many guys that are slumping.
Okay. Oh, I do have a special announcement. Dave and Buster's opened up on Montage Mountain.
Yeah, I know.
I am the most elite Dave and Buster's.
What's your go-to game?
I'm not shitting you. I am elite.
In what?
At all of them.
I don't think all of them. What's your number one game?
I would put whatever amount of money that you want on the table, and I would wipe the floor with you on every single game. I am that good.
Okay. Well, let me go up there and see what's got going on. Basketball.
Beat you in that.
No.
I'm
shooting?
A pop shot champion.
Not the pop shot. The long distance one. Not pop shot. The longer distance one.
I'm a pop shot high score holder in Cleveland, Ohio. Niagara Falls, Canada. I go to different continents. Or, I'm sorry, different countries. Niagara Falls, Canada. Upstate New York at Turning Stone. High score holder
Connecticut.
There. Dave & Buster's, Milford Mall, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Dave & Buster's, I'm sorry, Chuck E. Cheese, Wilkes-Barre. I have records all over the place when it comes
Chuck
to
E.
pop
Cheese,
shot.
Dixon City?
No, but I would just, I mean, okay. I'd go up there. That's light work.
All right, well, we'll have to go up. I am excited.
What's my game?
Yeah.
Down the Clown.
What is it?
Down the Clown.
Is that where you throw the balls at the clown?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Elite. Elite. Okay. Like...
I'm excited to go up there
on a
noon college football.
Oh, take my son.
Yeah. Just, bud, here's $100. You're just going to be like, hey, here, little rider, here's $100. What do I do with this? I don't care. Just go play games. We're going to be here.
We'll be here, bud, drinking $5 Bud Light pitchers.
Yeah.
We have to just pick a night. It's hard with you with baseball, but we have to pick a night and just go up there because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you think they would let us do live podcasts from there?
No. No.
We should call them.
Unless we're in, like, a different country. Some of our listeners love us from a different country because we get more international listens than... Maybe we got to start speaking in their native tongue.
I know.
We'll have to... have AI translate it to their language.
Hello, we're the Bet Boys.
No, that's just their accent.
From Netherlands. Language. No, that's probably how they talk. That's it. We're just shooting shit now. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the Bet Boys. My poor mother today was leaving my sister's house, fell like in a ditch.
Break
on her sidewalk. Concussion.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. Poor Droop. That's it. Oh, also, I don't know if you saw, I joined Coach's Health and Fitness 30-day plan.
Oh, no, but I did get a shirt. I didn't even put it on yet. He was supposed to take a picture for my, sorry if you're listening, I didn't even put it on yet.
I joined it, so I'm on a 30-day diet.
Nice.
Which is hard for me.
When you eat chicken nuggets.
All I eat is chicken fucking nuggets.
Good luck.
And pizza.
Good luck.
And french fries.
Good luck. And any fried food.
Any fried food.
Good luck. And bread.
And bread.
Good luck.
Last week I ate a whole bag of munchies in one day. Fucking four nutty
Brock's
bars.
Before and after pictures. Same one.
It's, what's the guy? Alex Jones?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where you're just, yeah.
Where he has just the light shining on him on one. Same before and after picture.
Booth.
Yeah.
Go to the tanning bed and shave your whole body.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Thanks for tuning in to the Bet Boys.